This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 29th. God's word for you today is gain victory. Our scripture reading is taken from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess and acknowledge how you have offended one another, and then pray for one another to be instantly healed, for tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. To gain victory over the battles within, first, I must deepen my understanding of Christ. Secondly, I must detect, disarm, and delete the lie I have believed. To gain victory over the battle within, the third thing I must do is I must declare my struggle to another. I am struggling with my mouth. I am struggling with my mind. I am struggling with my behavior, and I am beginning to behave badly these days. I am struggling with a secret addiction. You need to have someone you can talk to. You need to have an accountability partner you can admit to. Like someone said, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. I am not saying you should admit it to everybody. I am saying you must have one person. It could be two, but at least one person you can declare your struggles to. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. When a believing person prays, great things happen. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says, let me emphasize this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Live in the Holy Spirit and you will not do what your sinful nature craves. The difference between Romans chapter 7, the defeated Christian, and Romans chapter 8, the victorious Christian, is the Holy Spirit. What I am doing here is giving you the secrets to victorious living as a believer. In Romans chapter 7, the Holy Spirit is never mentioned, not once. Instead, 41 times, Paul uses the personal pronouns I, me, my, myself. It is all about me, and that is the problem of Romans chapter 7. However, in Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit, or Spirit, referring to the Holy Spirit with capital S, is mentioned 19 times, and that is the difference. Beginning tomorrow, we will delve deeper into Romans chapter 8. God wants you to have peace internally. Many of us are going through internal turmoil, internal confusion, internal shame, and guilt. God wants you to have victory, but you are never going to get the victory of Romans chapter 8 until you experience the frustration of Romans chapter 7. The frustration of Romans chapter 7 is actually a prerequisite for the victory of Romans chapter 8. But to even experience the frustration of Romans chapter 7, you must be saved and have the new nature. For you to walk in the freedom of God, you have to be saved. You have to first commit your life to Jesus before you can deepen your knowledge of Him. Invite Jesus into your life. Make Him your Lord and Savior. Give your life completely to Him and receive the gift of the new life God has for you in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I admit that I am nothing without you. I surrender my life completely to you and declare afresh that Jesus is Lord over my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.